Praise the Lord, this is Tony Alamo, and we're reading through the Bible, and this is the third chapter of 1 Thessalonians. Let's all go up to the throne of the Lord to ask him to bless, to anoint this service. Lord, we thank and praise your holy name for your word, because your word, faith, it happens to be your word. We get faith by reading your word and receiving it in our hearts. It's a very faith is a tangible thing because we are able to receive the things that we hope for by having the tangible faith. Faith is a substance, a tangible thing, of things hoped for. So we have to believe that we have to believe that the things that we hope for when we're praying that we have it, and if we do, then we have it. It's tangible. So Lord God, give everyone faith. Open everyone's heart and soul and their minds to receive that faith, that substance that you prepared for us in your word by receiving your word since before the foundation of this world. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Okay, let's go. King James.
Wherefore, when we could no longer forbear, we thought it good to be left at Athens alone, and sent Timotheus, our brother and minister of God, and our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to establish you and to comfort you concerning your faith.
Okay, so read now from my writing here.
Finally, when we could stand it no longer.
When we could stand what no longer? In the other chapter, it was talking about them having fun, wasn't it? Lots of fun. And living in comfort? No, they were being heavily persecuted. It's not like Joyce Myers or these people say, God just wants us to smile all the time. We were having so much fun, so much persecution, that we couldn't stand it anymore. And we knew that you were being persecuted too, and we couldn't stand it. I couldn't stand it anymore, not knowing if you people are still standing because of the persecution. Because you were being persecuted so much, I couldn't stand wondering if you've fallen away from faith, from the power of God, so I sent Timothy to you to find out. That's what he's saying. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
See? Now read it again in King James, or read it in King James again, and you'll see that's what he's saying.
Wherefore, when we could no longer forbear.
In other words, I can't stand it any longer. Okay, then what?
We thought it good to be left at Athens alone, and sent Timotheus, our brother and minister of God.
We sent Timothy to you. Okay, go ahead.
And our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to establish you and to comfort you concerning your faith.
To comfort you because you were persecuted so much, he's going to try to establish you in your faith, to tell you, of the great reward, to tell you of the vision of the kingdom of heaven, because without a vision, without a heaven being established in your heart, you fall away from the power of God. You're not going to be established. So he went to reestablish you, because he's a strong Christian, a brother, a man of God, and a brother in the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. So he's coming there, and I wanted to know about you people. I want to know if you're still, after through all this persecution, that you're still standing. Okay, read it some more.
That no man should be moved by these afflictions.
Moved, that you shouldn't be moved away from the Lord because of these afflictions that you're suffering, the persecutions, all right?
Yes.
Don't any of you fall just because of persecution, because we've been called to suffer. Paul stated that that he is completing the suffering of the body of Christ, of his portion of the body, of him, his place in the body of Christ, to fill up the suffering of Christ. Because all those that live in the body of Christ in this world are going to be suffering. They're going to have persecutions. They're going to have heartaches. They're going to have the devil attacking them in every way. You're not going to have fun. Okay? Now, they have joy because when he sent them to where they were, they found out that they're still standing. So even though Paul was being persecuted tremendously, crushing persecution, had great joy to know that these brothers were standing. That's the joy. That's the fun, okay? You understand?
Yes.
Just because he loved them so much in the Lord, and he put a lot of labor into them. he'd read the scriptures and he told him the things that the Lord had told him, and it gave, and he couldn't stand it any longer, not knowing if they were still standing or not. All right, keep going. Do you read that part? That's the last part that you just read.
That no man should be moved by these afflictions. For yourselves know that we are appointed thereunto.
We are called to be afflicted. We're appointed by God to go through hell, fire, and on this earth, go through the fire in order to be a testimony to the Lord. Because if you fall away under fire, then there's no testimony that you are squeezing into the kingdom of heaven. Amen?
Amen.
So we're appointed to go through these persecutions, through these afflictions, through these sufferings, through these crushing persecutions. Anytime that you feel that, oh my God, I can't stand it, it isn't just the daily things that you've got or your brothers and sisters you can't stand them. That isn't persecution. Those are situations arranged by the Holy Spirit for you to shape up, to press. It's like if there was no pressing into the kingdom of heaven, then you're not getting there. You're just living a life of ease. And so we've been appointed to carry a cross. Amen?
Amen.
Not to have fun, like Joyce Myers and so many of them saying. God doesn't want you to suffer. We're appointed by God to suffer. Amen?
Amen?
He sent his own son into the world to die so that we could be saved. And we have to follow Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Let's get our heads screwed on right through the scriptures. Amen?
Amen?
I didn't write this. This is the Apostle Paul that everybody admires so much that is saying this. Amen?
Amen.
So let's get it right. Amen?
Amen?
Okay, keep going.
For verily, when we were with you, we told you before that we should suffer tribulation.
We told you when we were with you that you're going to go through tribulation, sufferings. Amen?
Amen.
So don't listen to Joyce Myers that says if you're going through that, no, God doesn't want you to go through that. Or these other phony evangelists that are telling you, God wants you to have everything. When Paul says, we have nothing at this moment, but we've got God and we've got great joy that we're able, that we have the power of God to be able to go through these sufferings, through these persecutions, through these afflictions. Amen?
Amen.
And that's why the Lord says, listen, count the cost before you say, I want to be a Christian, because you're going to go through it, kiddo. Amen?
Amen.
And we are examples of that. Don't fall away because I went to prison, or that you got raided up on the ridge. Oh, you just couldn't stand that, could you, some of you flaky ones? So the government came against us, so we must be wrong. No, the devil is the one that does things like that. We've never raided anybody before. We don't have our noses stuck in other people's business. We're totally into the Lord's business, and we're just telling people what they must do in order to get into the kingdom of heaven. And Satan and his one world government, cult, and media do everything in their power to discourage you from getting into the kingdom of heaven, from listening to what the true gospel says. And even these supposed to be Christian works, they do everything in the world to counter what the Lord is saying and through his apostles. Because they're saying we are called, we're appointed to go through afflictions and sufferings, and we told you so when we were with you. And so when you saw us being persecuted and you were being persecuted and we were driven away, we had to go. The Lord spoke to us and told us that we were to go to Athens and instead of staying in Thessalonica. I couldn't stand it anymore, knowing whether you people, because you're young Christians, if you're still standing and powerful in the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
If you went through these sufferings and tribulations, because we warned you about them, is what he's saying. Amen?
Amen.
We told you was going to go through this. So when it comes, thank the Lord that you've got the power of God living inside you, that you can go through hell and high water, but you're not going to let go of God. You're not going to let your soul be destroyed. You're not going to fall away. Now that's what the Bible's saying, isn't it?
Yes.
Amen. Isn't it good to know that when tribulations come and people start persecuting and there's phonies and your brother, you think the people, these false brothers, they betray you. They falsely testify against you. They want you in prison. And then people would think that they're of the Lord and you're not. Because Satan does everything in his power. And the people of Satan, those that are members of Satan's body, the Antichrist, the false prophet, that man of perdition, the man of sin, they become the abomination that makes desolate. They've allowed, here they were at one time maybe the temple of God, and then they let Satan come in and destroy the house, the building that God has built through his disciples. And it's just like a hurricane came through and just destroyed. There's like lumber all over the place and pieces of windows and everything like that. The building of God is destroyed. And this is what Paul is worried about here. Is did God, does this devil, the god of this world, destroy you people? Are you still standing? I sent Timothy to you to find out. Because I want to know whether our work was with you people was for nothing, for in vain. Or are you still alive and standing and well in the Lord? And he was much comforted when Timothy came back and reported that they still remain the same. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's good to know the real truth, isn't it?
Yes.
Prepare yourself for it, because every one of the prophets were persecuted. Christ was persecuted, even to death. Amen?
Amen.
But God raised him from the dead. Amen?
Amen?
And he'll raise you from the dead too if you stand through all the trials, tribulations, persecutions, afflictions, and the false accusations, and all the evil in this world. Okay, keep going there.
For verily, when we were with you, we told you before that we should suffer tribulation, even as it came to pass, and ye know.
No, and it happened just like we said. That's what he said. Amen?
Amen.
Can I read in my exhortation here up to that point?
Finally, when we could stand it no longer, we decided that I should stay alone in Athens, and we sent Timothy to visit you.
That's to mean we went to Athens to stay alone. And I sent Timothy to visit you, to pay you a little visit, to see what's happening with you all, and bring back news to me. Then what?
He is our co-worker for God and our brother in proclaiming the good news of Christ. We sent him to strengthen you, to encourage you in your faith, and to keep you...
Because we thought maybe you was maybe a little shaky, amen, from going through that persecution. I didn't know what kind of spirit's in you, if you're a weakling, or if you're going to really stand and stay and make it pay. Huh? Stick and stay and make it pay. That's one of Susie's favorite lines. Stick and stay and make it pay. Then what?
We sent him to strengthen you, to encourage you in your faith, and to keep you from becoming disturbed by the troubles, be moved away from the Lord by these troubles or afflictions you saw in me.
And in them. They were persecuted too. Okay, then what else?
And in us going through. For you.
And the things that we were going through. Then what else?
For you yourselves know that such troubles are going to happen to us Christians.
There it is. Troubles are going to come. Amen?
Amen.
Don't let that discourage you. Just be thankful that you've got this power of the Holy Spirit in you to take you through all the trials, tribulations, and troubles. Amen?
Amen.
That's the joy. Not that you're going to, you know, go to the movies or you're going to, you know, have all kinds of nice clothes and comfortable surroundings and so on, because you might be out on... the street. Amen?
Amen.
Just like some of you were, and it shook a whole bunch of them away, didn't it?
Yes.
A lot of them fell away from just that little raid. But thank God, some of us are still standing. Amen?
Amen.
Didn't trouble us, did it?
No.
And at the same time that that happened, they were hunting for me like they were hunting for some kind of a dog. Amen?
Amen.
They wanted to put me in prison on many different charges. Man, so many times they've taken me in on false charges that I can't even remember them. Well, one they said I was, I don't even want to mention it because I don't want to polyparrot what the devil says. All right? One of them is that I didn't pay taxes. We were tax exempt, they said. And they sent me away for 4.5 years. Actually, they gave me a 6-year sentence. And I got off for good behavior, so to speak. Okay, then what else? I got off 1.5 years for good behavior. 4.5 years. For nothing. For just a lie. Then they said, I'm going to hang a judge. And one thing after the other, it just goes on and on. We've been through troubles. Amen?
Amen.
This whole church has been under fire ever since it began. Ever since it began. That means we're of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
And it's going to keep coming, Paul says, you know? So it's to make sure that you put on the full armor of God so that you can stand against these trials and tribulations or the wiles of the devil. Amen?
Amen.
Stay in the Spirit, because you won't be able, then you will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. You won't be tempted to fall away. You won't be afraid when tribulation hits. As a matter of fact, I get stronger when that happens. I get belligerent, defiant, for the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
That's the way to be. And it makes me feel good that I'm strong enough spiritually to stand through it. That's what gives me joy. And the Bible, then they twist it by saying, well, the Lord says we're supposed to have joy. Yes, in that we have the power to go through this junkyard called earth with all the demons in it without falling away from the Lord. That's the joy and the happiness that we have. Amen?
Amen.
And that we can still keep winning souls while we're going through it. While I was in prison, I won souls, lots of them, black Muslims and everything. Nazis, atheists, all kinds of people in there that nobody would have been able to get to. The prisoner said, nobody could have got to me but you. I said, it's not me, it's the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And they said, it isn't so much as what you said, but the way you carried yourself here in prison. You were fearless over the guards, the wardens, the chaplains, and some of them were pretty evil. And the inmates. All right? And some of them still write me, you know, and we've become best friends. And they've become saved, and they're still carrying on. Now, go ahead.
You yourselves know that such troubles are going to happen to us Christians. We are appointed...
Wait a minute. What's Joyce preaching then? Huh? What's all these... Billy Graham and all these people preaching? False doctrine. Amen?
Amen.
Because if you don't know these things are going to happen, Paul's telling the truth because he doesn't want them to be surprised. They may think they've fallen away from the Lord when tribulation hits, but if you're in the Lord and you've heard the truth that it's going to happen, then you just expect it, you know? It's just part of Christian life. Amen?
Amen.
False accusations and things like that. Okay, so go ahead now.
We are appointed for such things.
Yeah, we've been appointed by the Lord to go through these things. For him, to show the world that there are some people on this earth like Job that can go through trials and tribulations and have everything taken away. And still, the Lord gave and the Lord took away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I will never stop serving God. We have to have that spirit of Job. Amen?
Amen.
All the camels are dead. So what? All the jackasses are dead. So what? When I die, I'm not going to have neither. Amen?
Amen?
So it's better to die out and forget about them right now. All your kids are gone. Well, so what? They were nothing but a bunch of gluttons and everything else, right? If God took them, praise, blessed be the name of the Lord. When I came into this world, I didn't have those kids. Amen?
Amen.
And he took them, because all they did is drank and ate, seemed like, and party. And his wife said, you know, why don't you curse God and die? That was it. Divorce. She had all these children with him, and so I'm sure that the Lord gave him another wife, and he had other children with them. Amen?
Amen.
With her. And God gave him much more than he ever had because he went through it. And that's what we have to do, and we can't murmur, because we have been elected to do that, and so don't be uptight about what God has elected you to do. Just do it so you can go to heaven. Okay? Because when you get there, you're going to thank and praise the Lord that you did. You're going to wish that you would have went through more. Because it's a glorious thing in the kingdom of heaven to have gone through those trials and tribulations and afflictions and troubles and whatever, in order to gain the kingdom of heaven. It shows strong faith. And that's what God looks upon when he's coming back to earth here. Will he find faith in anybody? That faith enough to just forsake the world and go through this, the shame of being put in prison and the shame of being beaten and stoned and all the other things spat upon, like Jesus was, his beard torn out and beaten to a pulp. Because the joy... that wasn't a joyful thing. He hated the shame of the cross. But there was joy in his heart to know what the reward was. And we are his reward. And so don't let anything take the Lord's reward for dying away from him. Stand. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You don't hear it preached this way on TV, do you?
No.
You know, I don't think you will. I hope they will. I pray they will. Amen?
Amen.
But if they do, they won't be on television long. They won't let me on. Why? Because I'm so wicked? No, because they're so wicked. Amen. They don't want the truth out. They want people on that saying, oh, God just wants you to smile all the time, and he just wants you to have fun. He doesn't want you to have trouble. We've been appointed to it. Amen?
Amen.
We've been elected for it. Because he knows, you know, in advance, at the end, who's going to be saved and who won't. He knows at the very beginning of time. So he chose the toughies here in these last hours, you know, like the Apostle Paul, like Chief, all the different disciples that stood, all of them from then up to now, and until the very last moment of time. Okay, now let's go on.
Even while we were with you, we warned you that troubles would soon come, and they did, as you very well know.
Right. Huh? Now read that in the King James, see if you understand what it says. Now you will. Amen?
For verily, when we were with you, we told you before that we should suffer tribulation, even as it came to pass, and ye know.
Even as you saw that it's happened, right? What we prophesied to you has happened, so you know that we were telling you the truth. Now read back what I said.
Even while we were with you, we warned you that troubles would soon come, and they did, as you very well know.
Yeah, because you went through it. Bucko, all right? Bunky. Okay? Little bunky. Boomp. Okay, now go back into the King James.
For this cause, when I could no longer forbear, I sent to know your faith, lest by...
I sent to know your faith, to know if you're shaken away, if you're strong in the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, read what I sent.
This is why, when I could bear it no longer, I sent Timothy to you to find out whether your faith was still strong.
Ah, that's what it's saying. Amen?
Amen.
Any doubt about that?
No.
All right. Okay, then what?
I was afraid.
This is telling you you're going to go through persecution, and the real strong Christians are not wanting you to fall away. They are, so they can't stand it any longer, not knowing. They're going to send somebody to you, or if they can't get there themselves, to find out, are you still alive? Are you still alive in Christ? Did you fall away? And they were very happy to know that they were still as they were when Paul was there and the rest of them. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, that was like a breath of relief to Paul, because he didn't want all the work that he had done in molding them in Christ, winning their souls, and then teaching them and building them up in the faith. He knows he's done a good job for the Lord if they're still standing. He penetrated right into their spirits with the Word of God. He circumcised their hearts with the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
And put so much of the Word of God in them that they stood through it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Isn't that something?
Yes.
So expect tribulations. And be a man or a woman of God when it happens. Because you know it's going to happen, because the Word of God is the truth. Amen?
Amen.
So don't wonder that it's some strange things that these terrible things are happening unto you, another writer said. Amen?
Amen.
Don't think it's strange. Praise the Lord. But think of it as the normal thing. This is normal Christian life. Amen?
Amen.
All right, keep going.
I was afraid that the tempter had gotten the best of you and all our work had been useless, in vain.
Okay, now read it in King James.
For this cause, when I could no longer forbear, I sent to know your faith, lest by some means the tempter have tempted you and our labor be in vain.
Right, that you fell away. Amen?
Amen.
And then what? Read King James, keep going.
But now when Timotheus came from you unto us and brought us good tidings of your faith and charity, and that ye have and that ye have good remembrance of us always, desiring greatly to see us, as we also to see you. Therefore, brethren, we were comforted over you in all our affliction and distress by your faith.
Even while we were being afflicted and distressed still, being crushed without measure, we were very well comforted to know that you too, like me, Paul says, you're still standing. Ah, I did a good job for the Lord. Not only did I beget you to the Lord through the gospel, but I gave you the strength of the gospel to stand through it. Now read what I said. Okay?
Now Timothy has just come back, bringing me the great news that your faith and love is as strong as ever. He told me that you remember our visit with you, and by that you want to see us as much as we want to see you. So we have been greatly comforted, dear brothers and sisters, in all of our own great tribulations and
troubles. Our crushing tribulations, then what?
And troubles. And
there's comfort. I mean, there's joy. That's the kind of comfort and joy the Lord's talking about. Not to go out into the world and they're sending people back to into universities, and they're sending them into every walk of worldly life, these false prophets. And no, the Lord wants us to be in the ministry. Amen?
Amen.
Well, then how is the ministry going to be supported? God will provide. Amen?
Amen.
You just do what the Lord says, and He'll provide. Okay, then what?
So we have been greatly comforted, dear brothers and sisters, in all of our own great tribulations and troubles and sufferings, because you have stayed strong in your faith through it all. It gives us a new surge of life, knowing...
Okay, yeah. It gives us new life, a new surge of life, knowing. Then what?
You remain strong in the Lord.
Okay, now go to the King James. Just to know that you people stayed strong in the Lord has given us new life. It gave us a shot in the arm, so to speak. Amen? God, we were just going through it, and then all of a sudden this really gave us great joy. That there's other Christians on the face of this earth that are willing to go through trials and tribulations, that are willing to carry their own cross and follow Christ. Amen?
Amen.
No matter what happens. You think you're going through trials and tribulations? That's nothing in comparison to what they've been through. And it's nothing compared to what Sue and I went through. All right? Nothing, believe me. Okay, we've been through it. We dragged through one knot hole. We got through it, and then they drug us back the other direction, too. Both ways. You know, where your hair stands up that way, and then it comes down this way. All right? Now go ahead. We're still standing and happy because of that. Happiness, there's no other happiness. Amen?
Amen.
Because the Lord rewards you. Amen?
Amen.
And I want my reward from the Lord, not from the devil. Or by that I got it myself. Okay, go ahead.
For now we live, if ye stand fast in the Lord.
Yeah, see, we're alive now because you did. Right?
Yes.
Live and well. You know you're alive. Right? That's what I used to say when I'd go out in the 40 below zero weather in Montana. Oh, that cold would hit you and say, makes you know you're alive. Right? That you're a living creature. Amen? And the stars twinkling in the sky. Okay, then what?
For what thanks can we render to God again for you, for all the joy wherewith we joy for your sakes before our God.
We joy because of what you went through, that you received what he said, and it made you strong enough to go through it. Okay, then what?
Night and day, praying exceedingly, that we might see your face and might perfect that which is lacking in your faith.
Okay, now go up to that point in mind.
How we thank God for you. Because of you, we have great joy in the presence of God. Night and day, we pray earnestly for you, asking God to let us see you again to fill up anything that may still be missing in your faith.
Right, because I'm sure that you people need more teaching, more of the faith, the Word of God, because it's very definitely a substance of things that you hope to make it into heaven. And there's such a substance in the Word of the Lord that is able to give you the substance, the power, to get there for what you hope for. That's what we hope for. You're not supposed to be hoping for a new car or refrigerator or stove. You're supposed to be seeing heaven all the time, and that's it. And, you know, it's amazing how God will send stoves and refrigerators and cars and all kinds of things. And you don't have to worry about that. Don't worry about what you're going to eat or drink or wear or drive. Amen?
Amen.
Just seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and he'll add all that to you. I mean, God has sent so much stuff in, I don't even know. I mean, it's just for the people in the church to use, and they used it. But I don't even know all the different vehicles that have come in and everything, or that God has allowed them to have, the people in this church. I've never seen them, a lot of them. Okay, but everyone's well taken care of, don't you think?
Yes.
And no one's missing meals, are you?
No.
Unless you're on a fast. Okay, then what?
Now God himself and our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way unto you. And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you.
Okay, now go to up to that point.
May God himself, our Father, and our Lord Jesus make it possible for us to come to you very soon. And may the Lord make your love grow and overflow to each other and to everyone else.
Keep the commandments, and no matter how bad you get persecuted, just keep keeping the commandments so that everyone around you will be stronger, and the people that are not even around you, they're going to feel the overflow of it. All right? Because it just echoes throughout the whole world, as you've seen it do from our ministry. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
May the Lord make your love grow and overflow to each other and to everyone else, just as our love overflows towards you. As a final result, that in the end he may make your hearts strong and establish them, make you blameless and pure in holiness, so that when you stand before God our Father on that day, when our Lord Jesus comes with all those who belong to him, all his saints.
Okay, now go into the King James and finish it off.
To the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints.
Yeah, with all his saints, with all those who belong to him. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord, this is Tony Alamo. That was the third chapter of 1 Thessalonians. And we'll be doing chapter 4, Lord willing, tomorrow. God bless till then. Praise the Lord.